Some miracles shake crowds. Others happen quietly, almost unnoticed. Today we're looking at those smaller moments that show how immersed Padre Pio truly was in God's grace. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And if you haven't yet downloaded our new ebook on indulgences, you will find a link in the description below. It will be available until the end of Lent. Today's stories come from the book Padre Pio, Heavenly Facts and Words of Wisdom by Giuseppe Cacioppoli. Now, I'm sure many of you are already familiar with Padre Pio's greatest miracles, the remarkable healings, the numerous conversions of sinners, even the bilocations to distant places. But what I find almost equally astonishing are the small miracles, the quiet ones, the ones that didn't make headlines. Because it's in these small, intimate moments that we see just how immersed Padre Pio was in the supernatural, how abundantly grace flowed through him. So today, I'd like to share a few of these lesser-known miracles. I hope you enjoy them. During the construction of the convent and church of the Holy Family in Pratlucina, Padre Pio's hometown, the builders ran into a serious problem. There was no water, and without water, construction simply could not continue. Not knowing what to do, they decided to ask Padre Pio for help. Now, mind you, at the time, Padre Pio was nowhere near the construction site. He was in San Giovanni Rotondo, some 120 kilometers away. Someone explained the situation and showed him the blueprint of the site. Padre Pio placed his finger on a spot and said, "Dig 5 meters from here and you will find all the water you need." And find it they did. Enough not only for the construction work, but even for the needs of the town itself. A man named Silvio Scoccia was traveling by train to San Giovanni Rotondo to meet Padre Pio. He had brought with him a bag of candies as a gift. On the way, however, he got hungry, so he opened the bag and ate a few. Now, this was back in the days before airtight plastic packaging. It was probably just a simple paper or cellophane bag. When he finally met Padre Pio and handed him the gift, Padre Pio asked, "How did the ones you ate on the train taste?" I imagine poor Silvio felt terribly embarrassed. I know I would have. In San Giovanni Rotondo, it was customary for pilgrims to kneel in the hallways as Padre Pio passed by. One such man seized the opportunity and quickly asked, "Father, my wife is expecting. If it's a boy, what should I name him?" "Call him Pio," Padre Pio replied. "And if it's a girl?" "Call him Pio," he repeated. It was a boy. 2 years later, the same man approached Padre Pio with the same question about another child on the way. This time, Padre Pio said, "Call him Francesco." It was also a boy. In 1948, a Capuchin missionary named Father Luis Magliacani was preparing to return to India after visiting his family in Italy. His boat was to depart from Naples in a few days. A friend suggested he visit Padre Pio before leaving. Father Luis replied that Padre Pio was a fake. The friend insisted, "Go anyway, see the fake for yourself." Father Luis agreed. When they met, Padre Pio told him plainly, "You will never go back to India. You will go to Arabia." Father Luis replied, "Before coming here, I thought you were crazy. Now I know you are." Shortly after this conversation, the telephone rang in the convent. It was a cardinal asking for Father Luis. He told him not to go to India. Instead, he was to come to Rome immediately. In Rome, Father Louis had an audience with Pope Pius XII. The Holy Father said to him, "You have been chosen to open a new mission in Arabia." Father Louis responded, "I knew that. Padre Pio told me. I thought he was crazy. Now I realize he is a saint." A fellow friar from San Giovanni Rotondo, Daniele Natale, once knelt near Padre Pio, who was deeply absorbed in prayer. He had an idea, or perhaps a temptation, to test whether Padre Pio could read his mind. Silently, in his mind, he asked Padre Pio to offer his prayers to the Lord for him. Padre Pio suddenly nodded. But Brother Daniele wasn't sure if it was just a coincidence. So he asked mentally whether the nod was meant for him. Padre Pio nodded again. Still uncertain, he felt he needed better proof. At that moment, Padre Pio turned to him and said in a loud voice, "Yes, are you satisfied now?" And finally, to tie all this together, an account that reminds us that these miracles were not some superhuman power Padre Pio possessed on his own. They were a gift from above. One day, Father Carmelo, the superior of the convent, asked Padre Pio for advice about a difficult situation he was facing. Padre Pio answered that he would pray. Days passed. Father Carmelo asked again. Again, Padre Pio said he would pray. Father Carmelo was surprised, perhaps even a little impatient, that he had to wait so long for an answer. He asked Padre Pio why. Padre Pio replied, "My son, if the answer doesn't come from above, what can I say?" And I think that line explains everything. Padre Pio did not see himself as someone producing miracles. He prayed, he waited, he depended entirely on what came from above. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.